بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن والاه وبعد. This is our 21st session, Medina Book 1. And today, inshallah, we're going to just review briefly some of what we covered in the last lesson, number 10, and then we're going to start with lesson number 11 today, inshallah. Today's lesson is lesson number 11. But before we do lesson number 11, inshallah, we'd like to review quickly some of what we took in the last lesson. And if there's any questions about anything in the exercises, then we can look at that quickly also. Tayyip, who can remind me of what we took in the last lesson? Anything that we took in the last lesson? In lesson number 10. Mudari verbs. We started to talk about the mudari. The mudari, right? We said that the verbs in Arabic, there are three divisions. There's madi, mudari, and amr. Al-amr. Mustaqbal, yani al-hadir al-mustaqbal comes under mudari. Okay? Just by using the harf al-istiqbal, seen or sawfa, then we give the future meaning from the mudari. Alright, so we said that the fi'l, the af'al in Arabic, there are three types, three divisions, three categories. Fi'l madi, the past tense. Fi'l mudari, present tense, which includes also future tense. And fi'l amr, the command form. Jayyid? And we also said that there are different categories of the fi'l mudari according to the voweling, according to the middle radical, the ayn of the wazn, what it is in the madi and what it is in the mudari. We classify them according to the middle vowel. We said that in the past tense, right? We said in the past tense, fi'l madi, the first letter is always fatha, and the last letter is always fatha. The middle one may differ, okay? Alright, so we know that the fa and the lam is fatha. That's in the madi. As far as the middle letter, then in this case, for example, it's fatha, 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 kasra. So the middle letter can vary. And it could also be dhamma. We didn't see that yet. We said that there are different categories. We're going to deal with four of them here. The mudari for this type, which is fatha dhamma. Fatha on the middle letter in the madi, dhamma in the mudari. Okay? Kataba in the mudari would be what? Yaktubu with dhamma in the middle letter, right? Yaktubu. Qatala, mudari. Yaktulu. Yaktulu. Sajada, yasjudu. All of these are from which group? Fatha dhamma group. Fatha dhamma. Meaning has fatha in the middle letter, in the madi, and dhamma in the mudari. The next group we said is like jalasa, and the mudari takes kasra. So this is what? Fatha kasra group. Okay, jalasa, yajlisu. Ghasala, yaghsilu. Daraba, yadribu. That's fatha kasra group. Then we also had third group, fatha group. Fatha in the madi, fatha in the mudari. And we're talking about the ayn of the wazn, meaning the middle radical, the middle letter. So this zahaba in the mudari would be what? Yadhhabu with fatha, right? Fataha, yaftahu, yaftahu. And qara'a, yaqra'u, yaqra'u. The last group that we had has kasra in the middle letter, so this is kasra fatha group. Kasra فتحة. That means it has كسرة in the middle letter of the ماضي and فتة in the middle letter of the مضاري. So فحمة will be what? يفهمو. شربة يشربو. حفظة يحفظو. يحفظو بالفتحة. طيب. And there are two other groups that we didn't mention here in this lesson. We've taken these four. Okay, so this is what we talked about. And we said, for example, that like let's say we have Fataha Yaftahu. Fataha Yaftahu. We said that some of these, the voweling in the Madi is consistent for the first letter and the last letter, though the middle one may change, right? And we said for the Mudari, what's constant is the first letter takes Sukoon and the last letter takes Dhamma. Alright? And likewise, the first letter here will always take Fatta, but it might not always be Ya, right? We said that this prefix that's added to the root of the letter, this prefix, could be Hamza, Noon, Ya, or Ta. Hamza will be used for the first person. Ana. Ana Azhabu. Ana Aftahu. Okay? Noon will be used for the first person, plural. Nahnu Naftahu. Ya will be used for the third person. I'm sorry, this is Ta, right? Yeah. Ya will be used for the third person. Like Huwa Yazhabu. Hum Yazhabuna. Like this. And ta is always used for the second person. Anta tadhhabu. Antum tadhhabuna. There's one exception to this rule. Okay, this rule of what? That hamza is used for the first person singular. Noon is used for the first person plural. Ta is used for the second person, singular and plural, masculine and feminine. And ya is used for the third person, singular and plural, masculine and feminine. Huh? Yes, I'm saying there's one exception to this. But the basic rule is Hamza is used first person singular verbs, Mubari. Noon is used for plural, first person plural, Mubari. Ta is used for second person when you're addressing somebody, whether singular, plural, masculine, or feminine. And Ya is used for third person when you're talking about someone, masculine or feminine, singular or plural. That's the rule. There's an exception to that rule though. There's an exception to that rule. And the exception to that rule is that we will see here. This second person, Anta Tafa'alu. And this is third person, Hiya Tafa'alu. So the first person, masculine singular, Anta. And the third person, feminine singular, Hiya, are the same form of the verb. The same form is used for both of them. The rule that I told you here about these prefixes to the mudari verb is the basic general rule, with one exception. That exception is that the ta is used for second person, masculine singular, and it's also used for third person, feminine singular. This is the exception for ta. Ta is here used for third person. Normally it's used for second person. Used for second person masculine and feminine singular. Masculine and feminine plural. Ta. Ya is used for what? Singular, third person, masculine. Plural, masculine. Plural, feminine, third person. The exception is here. This third person instead of ya is ta. Okay, so this is something that you have to pay attention to, that anta tafa'alu and hiya tafa'alu, the verb form is the same. But one of them you're speaking directly to somebody, anta. And one of them you're speaking about a third person, hiya. So how do you know when you say tafa'alu, تذهب تأكل. How do you know if you're talking about أنت or he? If you're talking to somebody, it means أنت. If you're talking about somebody, it means he. That's how you know. Whenever you're talking to somebody, it means أنت. But if you're talking about somebody and you say تفعلوا, but you're talking about somebody, because تا is used for second person. But if you're talking about somebody, third person, and you're saying تفعلوا, that means it means here. It means you're talking about a female in the singular. Here تفعلوا. Okay, it might not be crystal clear to you right now, but the point is, if you understand the rule that تَا is used for second person and يَا is used for third person, if you understand that rule, the only exception to it is going to be a تَا that's not when you're talking to somebody. If you're using it talking about somebody, that's the exception to the rule. That means that it's here. Only, yeah. If you're talking about somebody and you say تَفْعَلُ, that means you're talking about the third person, feminine, singular, here. That's all it can mean if you're talking about somebody. It can only mean here. If you're talking to somebody, then it means second person, masculine, singular, أنت. Okay. Means you're talking to somebody who's a male. You're talking directly to them, and they're one individual, singular.
Right.
Naam.
Okay, my question was, I think I understand that point. My question was, now, you're talking about the here. Right?
No.
Now we're talking about a third person male. Would that be?
No, it doesn't. It's not applicable. Third person is always
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Third person is always
yeah. Got it.
Only this exception. Third person is yeah. Second person is ta.
Yeah.
Okay. So anytime you say yeah, you say huwa yafalu, hum yafaluna, hunna yafalna. Third person is always yeah, except this one exception. Third person is always yeah. Okay, anytime you're talking about a person, you have to use yeah. Unless you're talking about
here.
Okay, unless you're talking about third person, feminine, singular, here. Any other time, if you're talking about someone, you have to use yeah. If you're talking to somebody, you have to use ta. That's the rule. Okay, now.
We see this poem here with a guy there. The
Damir
will appear with it?
No. The Damir may not appear with it. It may not. It may or may not. You can use the Damir with it, but you don't have to, because you understand from the verb form what is the Damir. Okay, we're going to talk about that, inshallah. We're going to talk about that, okay? But you understand, when you see this Hamza in the beginning, Hamza is used for first person singular. So anytime you say أفعلوا, أذهبوا, أأكلوا, أقرأ, أكتب, أجلس. Whenever you see this Hamza in the beginning of a mudari form, you know it means أنا. Automatically it means أنا. Whenever you see نون in the beginning of it, نفعل, it automatically means نحن. Because نون is used for first person plural. And Hamza is used for first person singular. خلاص. Anytime you see نون, that's نحن. Anytime you see فتح ألف, that's أنا. Okay, so this is very important for us to keep in mind. Hamza Fattah means Ana. Noon Fattah means Nahnu. Ya means third person. Masculine, feminine, singular, plural, all third person. Ta means second person. Second person. Doesn't matter, masculine, singular, masculine, feminine, singular, plural. Ta means second person. Ya means third person. A means ana. Nah, na means nahnu. Okay, this is something. If you are not familiar with the mudari form, you didn't study it before, this is the first time you're studying. Of course you have to memorize it, it'll take time. We're just looking at it now just to get an idea, overall picture. And then we take it piece by piece. But we're going to get the overall picture. The overall picture is that the mudari verb is derived from the madi with a prefix added to it. Okay, in the madi, we used to put the suffix on the end of the verb to indicate who's doing the action, right? We say jalastu, jalasna, jalastum, like this. Okay, put on the end of the verb. In the mudari, you put it in the beginning of the verb. It's a prefix. So you need to know what are these prefixes? They're either one of four letters. A, na, ya, or ta. Okay, one of four letters. If you see a, you know that's ana. If you see na, you know that's nahnu. If you see ya, you know it's third person. Whether masculine or feminine or singular or plural, it's third person. Ta means second person. Whether it's masculine, feminine, singular, or plural. Okay, with this one exception. With this exception of here. Alright, that's the first thing.
And also in the, if that's
right. Okay.
Also in the mudari, also is a suffix and a prefix in the jami.
No, we'll come to the prefix, but really what we want to look at right now, we just want to note, we want to identify how do we know who's doing the action.
Right.
Okay, we know who's doing the action from the prefix, from the letter that's added to the beginning. As far as the suffix on the end of the verbs, this is dealing with a different matter that we will look at, inshallah. Okay? Like we will see that in some verbs, like we had in the Madi, for example, we had ذهب means he went, right? But we don't see the فاعل in the verb form itself. Like we see in ذهبتُ, we know تُ
right.
is the فاعل, means أنا.
Right.
But in ذهب, we don't see the فاعل, right? But we say it is what?
It's
ضمير مستطير. تقديره هو. And ذهبت, we don't see the فاعل,
right.
But we say it's ضمير مستطير تقديره هي. Okay? So now we're going to see, in the Madi we had two cases of this. هو and هي. ضمير مستطير. In the Mudari we have five cases. But we're not going to actually see the فاعل. Okay? We're going to see the فاعل in some verbs, like here. This يا right here, this is the فاعل. Okay, anta, anti, tafa'alina. This ya is the fa'il. Here we're going to see, right? Antum tafa'aluna, wow al jama'a. Hum yafa'aluna, wow al jama'a. Antunna tafa'alna, noon al niswa is the fa'il. And hunna yafa'alna, noon al niswa is the fa'il. So we see the فاعل here, نون and نسوة, in these two cases, feminine plurals, right? Second person and third person, we see the نون and نسوة, and we see واو الجماعة in the second and third person plurals for masculine, okay? And we see here this يا as a فاعل also. The rest of them, other than these five, one, two, three, four, other than these five, the فاعل is going to be a ضمير مستطير. What is it, تقدير? أفعله is going to be تقديره هو أنا أنت هو هي نحن. Alright, we can write the pronouns in there, it's no problem, but right now we're just trying to get the concept. How does this thing actually work? Okay, so this is another thing. The last thing that I want to mention, and I don't expect you to remember all of this, but I just want you to at least understand the concept. Okay, then we read the notes, then we look at the text, we do the exercises, and we start grasping it, okay? But I want you to get the concept first, before we actually start reading. There's one other thing that you need to look at. The other thing that you need to look at is the mudari verb can be marfu'un, or it can be mansubun, or it can be majzum. Three cases. Remember we had nouns, right? We had marfu'un, right? And we had majrurun, and we had mansub. In the mudari verb, we have marfu'un, and we have mansub. We don't have majrur. Verbs are not majrur. But they can be majzum. Majzum. Don't worry about it in detail right now. We just want the idea. Okay? For now, we're going to look at the mudari verbs in the marfu'un form. We're going to look at them only as marfu'un. They're going to be, we can see when they are mansub in certain cases, but we're not going to see that right now, okay? We can see when they're majzum in certain cases, but we're not going to see that right now. The only mudari verbs you're going to see right now will all be marfu'un. So we deal with marfu'un. But how do we know that it's marfu'? With nouns, we used to know it was marfu'. When what? How do we know that a noun is marfu'? What's the sign that it's marfu'? A noun. Dhamma. We see dhamma on the end of it, right? And it's majroor if it has kasra. And it's mansub if it has fatha. Now, we're going to see marfu'. But the sign that is marfu' in mudari verbs, there are different signs. Okay? For mudari verbs. We're not talking about nouns. We're talking about verbs now. Okay? So get in your mind. Yes, marfu', but we're not talking about nouns. We're talking about verbs. So the mudari verb is marfu' if you see dhamma. In some cases. You see this dhamma. Af'alu, taf'alu, yaf'alu, taf'alu, naf'alu. All of those are signs of what? That verb is marfu'un. But in certain forms of the verb, you're not going to see a dhamma. How are you going to know it's marfu'un? You're going to know it's marfu'un, for example, in this form of the verb. Second person, feminine, singular. You're going to know it from what? By this noon remaining present. By that noon being there, that means it's marfu'un. It's called thubut ad-noon. Thubut and noon. The noon is present, it's established, it's firmly there. We won't take it. If we take it away, it's not going to be marfu'un. If the verb form changes to mansub or majzum, we're not going to see the noon there. Noon is going to be gone. But when you see the noon, you know it's marfu'un. Now, you see it there, one. You see it here, two. And you see it here, three. These are three forms of the verb. That when you see that noon there, that means that the verb is marfu'un. In the first five forms, we saw the dhamma, right? In these three forms, you're not going to look for a dhamma. There's no dhamma to look for. Rather, you're going to look for the noon. If the noon is there, it means it's marfu'un. If the noon is gone, then it's mansub or majzum. And the last two cases are these two cases, the feminine plural, second person and third person. This noon and niswa is the fa'il. This sukoon and this sukoon here means it's mabniun. Mabniun ala sukoon. This verb is mabniun ala sukoon. Yaf'al. This is the end of the verb. This is the fa'il here. The verb is mabniun ala sukoon. Yaf'alna and taf'alna. So we're not going to say it's marfu'un. In these two cases, we're going to say it's what? It's mabniun ala sukoon. So now we have three different things. We have some verbs that are mabniun ala sukoon, two of them. We have some verbs that the sign that is marfu'un is thubut and noon. The noon is there. One, two, three. And the rest of the verbs are going to have dhamma. That indicates that it's marfu'un. So a mudari verb can be, we can know that it's marfu'un either by dhamma in some forms of the verb or by thubut and noon in other forms of the verb. And some of them, they're not marfu'un, they're mabniun. That's two forms of the verb. So we have 10 forms here. Three of them are the marfu'un is indicated by thubut and noon. Two of them are mabniun, and the other five, you know that they're marfu'un by the dhamma. In any case, this is just a concept. We'll come back to it, inshallah. The main thing right now, I want you to understand that the verb can be marfu'un, can be mansub, can be majzum. Right now, we're only talking about verbs that are marfu'un, and we want to know, how do you know it's marfu'un? If I tell you what's the i'rab of this verb, and you tell me that it's such and such and so on, it's marfu'un, and I'm going to say, what's the sign that it's marfu'un? You're going to either say it's dhamma, in five forms of the verb, or if it's from these other three, you're going to say it's thubut and noon. It's marfu'un, and the sign that it's marfu'un is thubut and noon. The noon is there. With these two, these two, this one, in the i'rab, you're not going to say it's marfu'un. You're going to say it's what? Mabniyun ala sakoon. Okay, somebody had a question first. Naam, Ibrahim.
So, Sheikh, in terms of the nouns, we can be 100% sure that if the marfu'un or majzum or mansub, the termination, the ending you tell us. But for a verb, we cannot just look at it because it's end by na and you say, well,
no, we can't tell like that, no. Don't look at the verb and see fatha and at the end, the last vowel is fatha and say it's mansub. No. No. Don't look at the verb and see that it ends with dhamma And it's, you can't tell just by the ending. In some verbs, naam, you can tell by the ending. In some verb forms, you can't tell by the ending. Naam, Ibrahim. Majzoom. What is majroor? Allahu alam, I don't know. This is the grammatical term that they use for mudari verbs when they are acted upon by certain huruf, like lam and lamma. If you want to say lam af'al dhalika, lam makes the mudari verb majzoom. Means it's going to take sukoon. Lam af'al. You don't say lam. You don't say lam af'alu. But you say what? Lam af'al with sukoon. Sukoon indicates that it's majzoom. Why is it majzoom? Because of lam. Lam takes the mudari verb and makes it the meaning past tense. Af'alu is a mudari verb. But if you say lam af'al, means ma fa'altu. Means I didn't do it. Same as if you use the mudari verb and say ma fa'altu, I did not do it. Lam afal with the mudari verb means the exact same thing, I didn't do it. But we don't want to get into this now, because right now we only want to deal with marfu'un. What does majzoom mean? It means that the mudari verb has been acted upon by certain huruf, like lam, which indicates negation into the past tense, or lamma, which means I didn't do it yet. Lamma af'al doesn't mean I didn't do it, means I didn't do it yet. Which means what? I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it, but I haven't done it yet. Okay? So certain letters make a mudari verb majzoom with sukoon, or it makes it mansoob with fatta for certain forms of the verbs. But this is more detail than we want to go into now. Okay? What we have in front of us now is enough to occupy us. If you are not familiar with mudari verbs, this is enough. We don't want to go any further than this. This is all that the Shaykh is presenting here, and we want to suffice with this. Okay? If you have a question, I mean, we can try to answer it, but we don't want to make it like confusing by trying to cover everything about the verb in one sitting. It's too much. Okay? The main thing that you need to understand now is that verbs do have the marfu'un case, and they have mansub case. They do not have majroor. But instead of majroor, they have what? Majzoom. Majzoom. Naam. Majzoom. Majzoom. Okay? I'm not going to leave that up there, but I just wrote it in case somebody wanted to write it and make sure they spelled it right. Majzoom. Meem, jeem, zai, wow, meem, majzoom. From jazama, jazama, al-jazm. Alright. Okay, so what we have said so far, again, we said that for these forms of the mudari verb, we should know, number one, that whenever you see hamza and fatha, that represents the first person, the speaker, singular, ana. Whenever you see noon fatta, that represents the first person, plural, nahnu. Ana akulu. Ana ashrabu. That means I ate, I drank. Nahnu nashrabu. We are drinking. Nahnu nashrabu. Noon means nahnu. Okay? Nahnu nadhhabu. Nahnu nusalli. We do what? Pray. We make salah. We pray. Tayyib. Whenever you see ya, this means third person. Means you're talking about somebody. Huwa, hiya, hum, hunna. Means you're talking about somebody. Generally speaking. Alright? Ya is used for third person. And ta is used for second person. That means you're speaking directly to him. Anta. Or anti. Or antum, or antunna. Alright, so you see anta, and you see anti, with ta. And you see antum, and you see antunna, with ta. Ta means second person. Singular, plural, masculine, feminine. Alright, that's the main thing you need to get out of this right now. That these prefixes, what do they represent? They represent first person, second person, third person. masculine, feminine, singular, plural. We want to know what they represent.
Okay, so you're saying that in this plural, no, for myself. Yachabu, right?
Yadhabu?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's the
third. Yeah means third person, right?
Does that mean?
No.
I'm talking
about somebody else.
I'm talking to him about that.
Huwa yadhabu. Now. Or if it's plural, hum yadhabuna. Plural feminine, hunna yadhabna.
Okay.
Okay? When you see ya, it's going to be third person, with this exception. We don't want to forget about this exception. Because this is third person, right? Feminine singular. But it doesn't have ya, it has ta. The same as the second person masculine singular has ta. This is one exception. But ya means third person. Ta means second person.
I'm talking, like you said, in the chair, but I tell him,
no.
That's how I'm using the ta.
Ta is for second person. You're talking directly to him. Anta tadhabu. No. No. Alright? It's helpful for you to use the pronoun with the mudari verb. Why is it helpful to use the pronoun? Huwa yadhabu, hum yadhabuna. Because it makes it stick in your head what you're really talking about. Okay, it's more clear when you do that. But after a while, you don't need it really. And most of the time, you won't see it like that. Most of the time, you're not going to use it because it's not necessary to use it. But if you use it for practice, it helps you to remember the pronouns. And it also helps you to associate the pronoun with the verb form that corresponds to it.
Anta
tadhabu. Anta takhruju. Antum takhrujuna. Alright, we can erase this because this is what we talked about last week. This is in the notes from last week. Okay. It's in the key from last week, from lesson number 10. Alright.
Oh, what about the whole structure there?
No, I'm just talking about from last week. This was reviewed from last week. This was reviewed from last week. I just wanted to get it back in our mind fresh before we get started. That's all. Alright? Alright. Now. As long as you go someplace so you don't disturb us with it. Excuse you. Because he's newly wet.
Yeah.
So no problem. Into Taib, Taib. So even the old people, they gotta check in too, man. Ain't nothing. But we give him excuse still. No problem. Alright, alright, so that's one thing. The other thing is you know that we're dealing with mudari verbs that are all marfu on, and the sign that they are marfu on in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 cases is dhamma. And in 1, 2, and 3 cases, I erased this by accident. Should have left this here, or this one and this one. In these three cases, it's thubut and noon. The presence of the noon. It's thabit. It's there. Stuck there. If it's marfu, it has to be kept there. And two more cases we have here. These two. These two are mabniyun. These two are mabniyun ala sukun. Mabniyun. Mabniyun. These two are mabniyun. This one, and this one, and this one, it's indicated by what? Thubut. Thubut and noon. That the noon is present, firmly established. Thabit. Tayyib? Now.
So, the Tat'awna and the Yat'awna, you wouldn't know if it's marfu, you just say it's mabniyun?
It's never marfu'un,
it's mabniyun.
We don't say it's marfu'un. We say it's mabniyun. We don't say it's marfu'un, mansubun, or majzumun. We say it's mabniyun. Mabniyun. Alright? Tayyib. Okay, let's look at the Before that, any questions from last week? From lesson number 10? What we covered last week. Okay, hopefully there's no questions from lesson number 10. We went over a little bit of what it entails. And I just want to mention that in some of the reminders that I sent, I said our homework was to write out the exercises from lesson 10, 1 through 9. We did all of them in the class last week. We should have written them out. And as far as what is upon us for this week, for homework, you're supposed to go to lesson number 11, read and review the key, especially points 1 and 4. And read the dialogue on page 74 to 76. Listen to the audio and do the first few exercises. 1, 2, 3, or whatever you could do. As many as possible. So we should have been concentrating. After writing out the exercises from lesson 10, we should have been concentrating on lesson number 11. Especially points 1 and 4. And doing the first few exercises. Inshallah, if we finish reading the key and the dialogue. Alright, let's look at the key. English key in the back of the book, page 38. Point number 1 is the most important point in this key that we have for lesson 11, and if we understand it, inshallah, we should be okay. I don't like the way the key is arranged for this lesson here. And anyway, we're going to go through it in case anybody has a question. If it's not clear, we have a chance to ask questions and answer them, okay? But what we're going to read here on point number 1 of this key is basically what we have just got finished discussing on the board. Okay, look at the board and see that this is, for example, this is the first person. This is first person, right? Singular and plural. And here, these two, here and here, these are what? Second person. Singular and plural. And down here, the rest of this one and this one, and this one and this one, these are third person. Singular on this side and plural on this side. Okay, of course, masculine, feminine. Okay, this masculine, feminine. Masculine, feminine. So this is what? Third person, masculine, feminine, singular. Third person, masculine, feminine, plural. Second person, masculine, feminine, singular. Second person, masculine, feminine, plural. First person, singular. First person, plural. Of course, first person is always for masculine and feminine, the same. Tayyib. Okay, let's read this. In this lesson, we learned the following. Number 1. In the previous lesson, we have been introduced to the Mubari. And we have learned, Yadhabu, he goes. Now we learn its isnad to other pronouns. What do we mean by isnad to other pronouns? We mean connecting the verb, basic form, to different pronouns, meaning the fa'il. Who's doing the action? Connecting the basic form of the verb to different pronouns, meaning the one who's doing the action. So we want to know, how do you say, Ana adhabu, Anta tadhabu, Huwa yadhabu. These are the different pronouns. Ana, Huwa, Hiya, Anta, Antum. Okay? So isnad means connecting the verb, the basic verb form, to the different pronouns who are doing the action. So now we learn what? We learn it's isnad, the verb, to other pronouns. We had it connected to huwa, huwa yadhabu. Now we want to see how it becomes hiya, and anta, and antum, and ana, and nahnu. Okay? A. The plural of yadhabu is yadhabuna. Okay, they start with what? Yadhabu, yaf'alu, third person. Yaf'alu, plural is what? Yaf'aluna. Yadhabu, yadhabuna. Huh? Yaktubu, what? Yaktubuna. Ya'kulu, ya'kuluna. Yahfadu, yahfaduna. Okay, so this is what they're saying here. Yadhhabu we had. Now here's the plural. Yadhhabun. It means huwa yadhhabu. Plural, hum yadhhabuna. Fayyib. Here's one more example. Ikhwati yadrusuna biljamia. Yadrusu, plural, yadrusuna. My brothers are studying at the university. B. She goes is tadhhabu. She goes is tadhhabu. For example, ماذا تكتبو تذهبو تكتبو آمينة اليوم. ماذا تكتبو آمينة اليوم. What is آمينة writing now? Notice that in the first one she goes is تذهبو and ماذا تكتبو. That's because of what? Because تذهبو is from ذهب يذهبو فتة فتة group and تكتبو is from kataba yaktubu fatta dhamma group. Change to dhamma in the mudari. Okay? But we remember we said that the middle letter could be fatta, could be dhamma, could even be kasra, right? So here we have a case of the mudari being dhamma, and we have a case of it being fatta. Tadhhabu taktubu. Okay? Then he says what? Taktubu risalatan. The answer, what is Amina writing now? تكتب رسالة إلى أمها. She's writing a letter to her mother. هي تكتب. Now remember we said تا is for second person, but here we're talking about third person. هي, right? We said this is the exception. Third person is with the prefix يا, but here we have a third person with prefix تا. That's because this is the exception. هي على وزن, هي is على وزن what? تفعل. With ta instead of ya. The same as anta taf'alu, hiya taf'alu. Okay, this is the exception. All the rest of them will follow the rule, inshallah. Alright? Okay, C. The plural of tadhhabu, yani hiya tadhhabu, is yadhhabna. Hiya tadhhabu. Singular, yaf'alna. Hunna yaf'alna. This is the plural. Okay, it goes back to what? It's normal rule, ya. Hunna yaf'alna. So the form of this verb, the wazn is yaf'alna. So we have what? Here, yadhhabna. Yadhhabna. The ba, sukun, indicates that it's mabniyun. In yadhhabna. And the noon is the fa'il, noon and niswa. That's not in the book, I'm just saying this as a reminder to you. So the plural of tadhhabu, hiya tadhhabu, is hunna yadhhabna. Hunna yadhhabna. They, feminine, go. Here's another example. Ikhwati, that's masculine plural, right? Yadrusuna. From yadrusu, yadrusuna. Biljamiyati. Wa akhawati, feminine plural, yadrusna. Yadrusna. Okay, yadrusna is what? The sukun on the scene is indicating it's mabniyun ala sukun. And the noon is the noon and niswa, the fa'il. Yadrusna means feminine, plural, noon and niswa. Tayyib, the university. My brothers are studying at the university, my sisters are studying at school. Okay, D. D, we go to second person, masculine, singular. We have just seen that tadhhabu means she goes. Third person, feminine, singular. It also means you go. Second person, masculine, singular. So here we have two singular forms of the verb. One for masculine second person, the other one for feminine third person. They have the same form of the verb. And that's what we indicated earlier, that these two forms, anta taf'alu and hiya taf'alu, they have the same form, taf'alu, with ta. Anta taf'alu is normal, it's ta, right, for second person. Hiya taf'alu is abnormal, has ta for third person, which should be a ya, right? Tayyib. Next we have the first person singular and first person plural. Ana and nahnu. E. I go is azhabu. Azhabu. Ana azhabu. Ana akhruju. Ana aktubu. Ana ahfazu. Ana ashrabu. Ana. Okay, so what's the indication that it's first person? Singular, hamza, fatha as the prefix. I go as adhabu. For example, aina tadhhabu ya bilalu? Aina tadhhabu ya bilalu? Where are you going, Bilal? Adhhabu ila suqi. Ana adhhabu ila suqi. So this verb is marfoon, right? Because right? It ends with dhamma. Ana adhhabu. Anta tadhhabu. Marfoon. Dhamma. And finally, the plural first person. I mean, the second person masculine plural. Second person masculine plural. You go for masculine plural is tadhhabuna. Mean you all. Plural. Masculine plural. Antum tadhhabuna. Here's another example. ماذا تشربون يا إخوانو? What are you drinking, brothers? Water, الماء, العصير, right? Stuff like that. Not what these people are drinking, right? What they are drinking is haram. ماذا تشربون يا إخوانو? What are you drinking, brothers? So the singular, right, would be ماذا تشربوا أنت. Flo, ماذا تشربون أنتم? And this is all he gives here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 forms. And we got 10 here. Okay, so he left out 3. And we'll come to those later. But for now, this is what he has given to us. This is what we're going to be seeing. But we should just, yani, kind of keep the whole picture in our mind. The first person, what it looks like. Masculine, singular and plural. Second person, what it looks like? Second person is with ta all the time. Tafalu, tafaluna, tafalina, tafalna. And third person is with ya, except with that exception of here. Yafalu, yafaluna, tafalu, yafalna. Okay, so this here, you don't need to worry so much about the key here, but rather you need to look at this chart. Or you need to look at a chart of verb forms and just remember Hamza, what it represents, Ana, Noon represents Nahnu, Ya represents third person, Ta represents second person. Okay, the next couple of points are any secondary matters. I mean, they are of importance, but there's not much to it. It's very simple for the most part. We have seen earlier that Yadhabu means he goes or he will go. Now, to make the Mudari exclusively for future, the particle seen is prefixed to it. And this is called what? The harf of istiqbal. The harf, the letter, the particle that indicates the future. Sa being added as a prefix to the verb, or sawfa, placed before the verb, indicates future. Okay, so if we want to make this mudari form yadhabu exclusively for the future, then we have to say, instead of saying yadhabu, we have to say sayadhabu or saufa yadhabu. Next page. For example, sayadhabu abi ila makkata gadan. My father will go to Mecca tomorrow. Saaktubu laka risalatan. Insha'Allah, I will write to you a letter, if Allah wills. This scene is called Harf al-Istiqbal, the particle of futurity. Note that Sa is not used in questions. For example, Mata tadhhabu ila al-Hindi, when will you go to India? You don't say mata satadhhabu, when will you be going in the future? You don't say in questions sa seen, you don't use the seen. You don't say mata satadhhabu, rather mata tadhhabu ila al-Hindi, because when you say when, it already means, if you use when with the mudari, it means future automatically. If you didn't mean future, then you could only mean past. And if you said past, you won't say tadhhabu, right? You say dhahabta. Mata dhahabta. It will be clear you mean past tense. Jayyid? Taib, number 3. So this is harf istiqbal. the letter seen added directly to the mudari connected to it, or we can use the word sawfa. Number three, we have learned earlier that the madi is made negative by using ma. For example, we say ma akaltu shay'a. I didn't eat anything. I did not eat anything. Ma akaltu. Ma akaltu. We use ma, what? We said that ma has different meanings, right? One of the ma is ma al-istifham, when you're asking a question. And another type of ma is ma nafia, when you are negating something. Okay, so you say ma jalastu ma'ahu. Meaning what? I did not sit with him. Ma jalastu ma'ahu. Ma jalastu. I said jalastu ma'ahu, I sat with him. Ma jalastu, I did not sit with him. That's for past tense, madi. But if you want to use negation for the present tense, mudari, instead of using ma, use what? La. Ma nafia for the madi, la and nafia for the mudari. Use la. Alright, so for example, you say, the negative particle used with the mudari is la. For example, you say, la afhamu al-faransiyata. I do not understand French. لا أشرب الكهوة. I don't drink coffee. لا أشرب. I do not drink coffee. لا أفهم. I do not understand this. Alright? So this is the basic rule that ما is used with ماضي and لا is used with مضاري. But sometimes it can be switched. But in special cases, which we're not going to talk about now. This is the general rule. Okay? لا أفهم. Alright? Number four. The masdar is the verb minus the tense and the subject. What do we mean? The verb meaning the word that indicates action. But a verb not only indicates action, it also indicates the subject, the fa'il who's doing the action. And it indicates the time, whether it's past tense or present tense or future, right? A verb indicates the time of the action, the doer of the action, and the action itself. But now, if we have a word that indicates the meaning of action without indicating who's doing the action or when the action is being done, that word is not a verb. But they call it a masdar. Or in English they say a verbal noun. Meaning a noun that indicates action. It's not a verb, but it's a noun that indicates action. But it doesn't have any reference to time, nor who's doing the action. So that's not a verb. A verb in Arabic has to indicate time. And it has to indicate the doer of the action. That's what we're talking about, all these things here. That we know is it أنا أفعل, نحن نفعل, أنت تفعل. The verb tells you who's doing the action. ذهبت, ذهبت, ذهبت. The verb tells us who's doing the action. But if you have a word that indicates action without telling you who's doing the action or the time in which it's done, that's not a verb. That's a noun. They call it a verbal noun in English because it's a noun that has an indication of meaning of action. But it's not really a verb in Arabic because in Arabic the verb has to indicate the doer and the time that it's being done. So this is called a masdar.
In other words, running.
Yeah, it's a running.
Who's running?
We don't know who's running.
No, I'm just saying running. Yeah. Who's running?
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be running.
Jumping, right. Eating, climbing, ascending, descending. Naam. Okay? So, dakhala means he entered. Who did the action? Huwa. No. When did he do the action? Maadi, past tense. No. So, dakhala is a verb. And yadkhulu means he enters or he is entering. Who did the action? Huwa yadkhulu. When did he do the action? It's happening now. It's in process. Or he does it or he will do it in the future. But dukhul means entry. Entering. Doesn't tell you who's doing the action or when it's done. The masdar in Arabic has many patterns. Many awzan. We learned here only one of these. And it is fu'ulun. For example, dukhulun from dakhala, khurujun from kharaja, sujudun prostration from sajada, ruku'un genuflection,
Yani bowing from raka. Julusun, sitting from jalasa. Okay? This fool is also a wazn for broken plurals, right? But this is not a broken plural. So be careful. When you see fool, it could be a broken plural.
That's what I thought of when I saw that.
Or it could be a masdar wazn. Yeah. So this wazn is shared. Yeah. Okay? So from the context, it's clear though. From the context, it's clear. Alright? The masdar is a noun. So, it takes alif lam and tanween. The masdar is a noun. And all nouns can take alif lam with tanween. Verbs cannot take alif lam with tanween. So when you see dukhul, it's an indicated action, but if it has alif lam, al-ad-dukhul, or dukhulun, then you know it can't be a verb. Okay, ad-dukhulu mamnu'un. Entering or entry is forbidden. Ar-ruku'u قَبْلَ السُّجُودِ The ruku or bowing is before sujood, prostration. خَرَجْنَا مِنَ الْفَصْلِ قَبْلَ خُرُوجِ الْمُدَرِّسِ We left the class, went out from the class before the teacher's exit, before the exiting of the teacher. Before the exiting of the teacher. Okay, so this is the masdar. It's a noun as the action indication of the meaning of an action without indication of who's doing the action or the time in which it is done. It's a noun, therefore it does take alif lam or tanween. After this, on page 40 we have amma with shadda on the meme. Amma. This is a very frequently used word. It is used when we speak about two or more items. Yani, it's harf at-tafseel. At-tafseel. What tafseel means? Details. When you want to give details about something. Okay, it's called harf at-tafseel. Mean I want to explain to you some details. You say, where do your brothers live? You could say, without any details, they live in America. Right? But if you want to give details, you're going to say, wa amma akhi Ahmed, fahuwa yaskun fi New York. وَأَمَّا أَخِي مَحْمُودٌ فَهُوَ يَسْكُنْ فِي فِلَدَلْفِيَا وَأَمَّا أَخِي إِبْرَهِيمٌ فَهُوَ يَسْكُنْ فِي كَالِفُونِيَا That's tafseel. That's why it's called harf tafseel. When you want to give details about something, use أَمَّا. And the jawab of أَمَّا has to include fa. If you notice, وَأَلَيْكُمْ سَلَامٌ وَأَمَّا أَخِي إِبْرَهِيمٌ fa. فَهُوَ fa. You have to use fa in the jawab of amma. Okay, when you use an amma, you say amma so and so or such and such. Fa, you have to put fa there.
Right.
Okay? I'm trying to think of the surah in the Quran where it came back to back like this. Fa amma al yateem. But it's more, in this one surah, it's fa amma al yateem. Fa la tanha. وَأَمَّا فَحَدِّثْ You see, it came like this. فَأَمَّا فَا And each time, the jawab came فَا. Three times it came back to back. What surah is that? Duha?
Yeah, Duha.
Yeah, now. Say it. Alright, so this is the jawab of amma. It has to be what? Accompanied by fa. This is called harf, at-tafseel, or shart. And it's a conditional particle. Taib, amma, this is very frequently we use word. It is used when we speak about two or more items. It can be translated as for. For example, min ayna antum, where are you all from, antum? Ana min al-maniya. Amma Bilal, fa. Huwa min Pakistan. Wa amma Ibrahim, fa. Huwa min al-yabani. Naam? I'm from Germany. As for Bilal, he is from Pakistan. As for Ibrahim, He is from Japan. Note that the khabar after amma should take fa. Here are some more examples. Aina taskunu akhuka wa ukhtuka. Where do your brother and sister live? Ukhti taskunu ma'i. Amma akhi fayaskunu ma'a abi wa ummi. My sister lives with me. As for my brother, he lives with my father and mother. Another example. Bikam hadhani al-qalamani. How much do these two pens cost? Yani these pens means these two pens. Because it's what? Muthanna. Hadhani is dual. Al-qalamani is dual. Muthanna. So how much do these two pens cost? Hadha biriyalin. This one costs 1 riyal. Amma dhaka, as for that one, fabi'asharatin. Then it is for 10. Yani meaning 10 riyals. Okay, this is amma. And finally we have this expression, akhi means my brother, and akhun li means a brother of mine. Akhi means my brother. Akhun li means a brother of mine. Or one of my brothers. Or one of my brothers, you could say, Ahadu ikhwani. Ahadu ikhwani. Okay? The first, akhi, is definite. The second, akhun li, is indefinite. Akhun li, a brother of mine. Or, Ahadu ikhwani. One of my brothers. One of my brothers. That's also indefinite. Okay, so the meaning is almost the same meaning, but one is definite and one is indefinite. And these are two different ways, or we could say three different ways of saying basically the same thing. Akhi, akhun li, ahadu ikhwani. Basically meaning the same thing, but akhi is definite and the others are indefinite. And this is what, you know, is covered in this lesson. The most important of it is what we looked at first. And maybe the fourth point, yani the masdar, is also of importance, because we will be seeing some awzan or different wazns for masdars as we go along, and we will memorize them as they come. Don't let them pass you by without memorizing them as they come, otherwise they will pile up and you will have many and they will become overwhelming. Like lesson 13 from book 1. Alright, let's look at the vocabulary on page 41 quickly. In the right hand column, halaqun is a barber who cuts hair. Arruzun is rice that you eat. Unwanun is your address, where you live or work or something. Thawbun is clothing. What's the plural of thawb? Thiyab. Ala wazan? Thiyab. MashaAllah. Jayyid. Mustawsafun is a clinic. Clinic, like a small hospital. Qadimun, coming. Coming, someone coming. Or something coming. Coming up, next. Bitaqatun is a card, a visiting card or ID card or business card. Bitaqa. Risalatun is a letter. And it's also used for an essay. Small writing, a risala. Saydaliyatun is a pharmacy. Saydaliya, pharmacy. And the saydali is the pharmacist. Naam. Khaylun, horses. Okay, next column on the other side, we have Barasa Yadrusu. That's AU group of study. I mean to study. AU group. Fatha in the Madi. Fatha. Dhamma in the Mudari. Yadrusu. Nazala yanzilu. Fatha kasra group. To descend. Arafa ya'arifu. Fatha kasra group. To know. Sakana yaskunu. Fatha dhamma group. To stay or to live. And you live somewhere. Yaskunu. Ana askunu fi Brooklyn. That means what? I live in Brooklyn. Bahatha yabhathu an. Fatha, fatha. group, to look for, to search for something. مات يموت. فتح ضم group, to die. This is an irregular verb. مات يموت.
That the
yeah, بحث يبحث عن. Yeah, you have to use this preposition. You have to use this preposition with the verb. بحث, you don't use it by itself, but it's used with a preposition. Some verbs don't require a preposition. Some verbs do require a preposition. Some verbs can be used with different prepositions, but the meaning changes.
Okay?
Okay.
But I'm saying in this case, it works with both. The ماضي
was... It works with both. نعم. بحث ماضي بحث عن مضاري يبحث عن. Use both ماضي and مضاري. مات يموت فتح ضم فتح ضم group to die. شكر يشكر يشكر فتح ضم group to thank, to be thankful, to appreciate, to be grateful. صاعد يصعد كسر فتح group to ascend, to rise up. نسيت means I forgot. قريب means near or a relative. محطة means a station. محطة station, like a train station or a bus station and so on. طيب, any questions about this part of the lesson? ماتا يموت. Yeah, this is an irregular verb that has a weak middle letter. حرف إلا. Has حرف إلا. Okay, we're not going to talk about those verbs for a little while, but inshallah we'll come to them. We will come to them. I think it just came in the lesson, so he mentioned it, so you know the meaning of it. Now.
This is a plural form, right?
خيل. خيول is the plural, actually. خيول على وزن فعول.
So this is the same as the
فرس. فرس.
No, the other.
حصان.
حصان, yeah.
Yeah, it's another word. نعم.
It's another word.
نعم.
So,
خيل خيول. نعم. طيب. Arabic section of the book. The dialogue on page 74. الدرس الهادي عشرة. الدرس الهادي عشرة. 11. Lesson 11. في الحافلة. This lesson is taking place where? I mean, this conversation is taking where? On the حافلة, in the bus.
In the bus.
In the bus. The first of them says, السلام عليكم. The second one says, وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. The first one says, ما اسمك يا أخي, meaning what? What's your name, oh my brother? The second one answers, اسمي عبد الله. وما اسمك? My name is Abdullah, and what is your name? The first one answers, اسمي فيصل. أطالب أنت يا عبد الله. أطالب أنت يا عبد الله, meaning? Are you a student? Oh, عبد الله, يا عبد الله. عبد الله says, نعم, نعم, أنا طالب. فيصل says, أين تدرس يا أخي, meaning? Where do you study? Ta means second person, right? Tadrusu, second person singular, plural, tadrusuna. Aina tadrusu ya akhi? Talking directly to him. Adrusu bi jamiati riyadi. Adrusu, ana adrusu bi jamiati riyadi. So that means what?
I study
at the University of Riyadh. Faisal says, في أي كلية تدرس? Meaning? In which college or faculty do you study? أدرس في كلية الهندسة. I study in the College of Engineering. أنا أدرس في كلية الهندسة. The person who finishes that college and gets a job, he's called a what?
Muhandis.
A muhandis. engineer. Faisal says, "Fi ayyi sanatin tadrusu?" Meaning, in which year are you studying? Adrusu fi sanati athaniyati. I'm studying in the second year. Ata'rifu al-muhandisa Salmana? Do you know engineer Salman? Ata'rifu. Anta ta'rifu. Antum ta'rifuna. Naam. Taba'an. Huwa ustadhi. And he says, do you know Muhandis Salman? He says, taba'an. What does that mean?
Of course.
Huwa ustadhi. He's my teacher. هو أحسن مدرس في الكلية. He's the best teacher in the college. أحسن مدرس مضاف مضاف إليه. أحسن is what we learned before. What is this called? اسم تفضيل. Next page. Page 75. من هؤلاء الفتية الذين معك كأنهم إخوتك إخوتك. نعم. What is the meaning? من هؤلاء الفتية الذين معك. Who's those young boys, the young men who are with you? كأنهم إخوتك.
They look as if they're your brothers.
They look as, it is as if, it appears as though they are your brothers. What is the singular of إخوة? أخ إخوة على وزن إخوة فعلة فعلة. نعم. We are going today in book one class. نعم. It looks as though they are your brothers. نعم هؤلاء إخوتي. What is the meaning?
Yes.
هؤلاء إخوتي. They are my brothers. لي أربعة إخوة وثلاث أخوات.
I have four brothers and three sisters.
أين يدرس هؤلاء؟ Yeah. Where do these study? These brothers and sisters of yours. Now here comes the harf التفصيل والشرط. Abdullah says, أما إخوتي فكلهم يدرسون بالجامعة. يدرسوا singular, يدرسون plural. What is the meaning? أما إخوتي.
As for my brothers.
As for my brothers.
All of them study
or studying in the university. أما إخوتي فكلهم. فكلهم يدرسون بالجامعة. عيسى وهو أكبر مني يدرس في كلية الطب. What does that mean? Isa, and he is older than me, bigger than me, literally bigger than me, but meaning what? Older than me. Isa, and he is older than me. He studies in the faculty of College of Medicine, كلية الطب. وإبراهيم يدرس في كلية التجارة. And Ibrahim studies in the College of Commerce. وإسحاق يدرس في كلية الآداب. And Ishaq studies in the Faculty of the College of Literature. وإسماعيل يدرس في كلية العلوم. And Ismail is studying in the College of Sciences. وهؤلاء الثلاثة أصغر مني.
And these three are smaller
or younger than me. وأما الأخوات فيدرسن في المدرسة المتوسطة. وأما الأخوات. As for the sisters, فيدرسن. يدرسن. هن يدرسن. يدرسن. With is mabniun ala sukoon, and the noon at the end is noon in niswa, which indicates feminine plurality. فَأَمَّا الْأَخَوَاتُ فَيَدْرُسْنَا فِي الْمَدْرَسَةِ الْمُتَوَسِّطَةِ. What about the sisters?
They study in middle school. As for the sisters, they study in the middle school, junior high school. Zainabu tadrusu fi sanati al-ula. Zainab is studying here. Tadrusu. Remember we said that tadrusu is the form that can be used when you're speaking directly to an individual man. Anta tadrusu, or when you're speaking about an individual female. Hiya tadrusu. Okay, so he said what? He's talking about hiya, Zainabu. Hiya tadrusu fi sanati al-ula. In the first year. Wa Salma tadrusu fi sanati al-thaniyati. And Salma is studying in the second year. Wa Layla tadrusu fi sanati al-thalithati. And Layla is studying in the third year. Faisal says, في أي مدرسة تدرس أخواتك؟ نعم. In which school is who studying? Your sisters. Now he's asking him about your sisters. What school are your sisters studying? So Abdullah says, يدرسنا في مدرسة خالد ابن الوليد للبنات بمكة. يعني he said that they are متوسطة, and this one is in the first year, and this one is the second year, and this one is in the third year. Then he asks for more detail. في أي مدرسة. يعني what specific school are your sisters studying in? And he says what? يدرسوا يدرسنا, I mean هن يدرسنا, feminine plural, يدرسنا في مدرسة خالد بن الوليد للبنات بمكة. They are studying where? خالد بن الوليد school for girls in Mecca. نعم. Where are they studying? And then he asked a more specific question. Which exact school are they studying? He said they're studying in junior high school. One in the first year, one in the second year, one in the third year. But now he's saying which junior high school? Which one? Now he's asking him a new question. That is, which school are they studying in? So now he's telling them they're studying in the school, in the Khalid ibn al-Walid school for girls in Mecca. جيد؟ Alright. Faisal says, أين تسكنون أنتم? Meaning? Where do you live? And where's your housing? أنتم تسكنون. أنت تسكن. Singular. أنتم تسكنون. Plural. Abdullah says, إخوتي يسكنون. يعني هم يسكنون في المهاجي. الجامع. My brothers are what? Living in the dormitories. مهاجعي. الجامع. In the dormitories of the university. أما أنا فأسكن ما قريب لي. As for myself, I stay with a relative of mine. A relative means it's what? It's not definite, it's indefinite. قريبي, my relative is definite. But he didn't say my relative. He said قريب لي means a relative of mine. What's the difference between if he said my relative and a relative of mine? What's the difference between saying قريب لي or قريبي? What's the difference? Huh? Oh, three of y'all are answering, mashallah. If one of y'all get it right, I'll suffice. Now, I can't understand all three of y'all at the same time. My relative is definite. One of my relatives is indefinite. Okay, that's correct. Now, somebody give me a more answer, a little bit further than that. Based on what he said, what is the meaning or significance of this difference?
It could be,
if he said قريبي, it's definite, that means he's talking about a specific
relative who has to be known to him. When he said qaribi. But when he said qariban li, it could be any relative. So that means he's not really, it's unknown which one. Just any one of them. Well, I got a lot of relatives, I'm staying with one of them. But if he said to him qaribi, that means I'm staying with my relative. That means that's a specific one. That means he only has one relative, only one that's known to him. So that's how it became definite. You know, he said qaribi, he's talking about a specific relative. So that means either that one relative is the only one that's known to him, or it's the only one that he has here. Okay, but if he says qaribin li, that means that he has a number of relatives, and he's staying with one of them. He's leaving it indefinite. For whatever reason, maybe he's saying qaribin li because he doesn't want him to know exactly where he's staying. I'm staying with one of my relatives. I ain't giving you no details about it. Just one of my relatives. But if he says I'm staying with my relative, now it will become known. I will know because he's talking about a specific one. So now I know exactly where he's staying at.
Okay, if it's definite, then couldn't it relate to like his father or mother or somebody like that?
It could be, but it's definite. It means that it's known now.
Yeah.
When you say something definite, it's known.
Yeah.
When you say something indefinite, it's not known specifically. It's indefinite. It's not known specifically who you're talking about. If I say I'm staying with one of my relatives, intentionally or unintentionally, I'm being vague. I'm staying with one of my relatives. I'm not trying to tell you exactly where I'm staying at. I'm just trying to tell you, I'm saying one of my relatives. Don't you understand what that means?
Yeah,
don't keep asking me a lot of questions. Stay with one of my relatives. I'm trying to tell you exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah, because I was thinking, and from my English point, you just said, I'm saying my relative. They think you're talking about father or mother, Morley.
Oh,
but if you say, I'm staying with a relative.
Okay, maybe. They might think but what's more exact? If you say I'm staying with my relative.
Yeah.
That means you only have one relative. Only one that's here, only one that's known.
Mm-hmm.
It can't be maybe this one or that one. My relative means I'm talking about one particular person. And the only way I can say that to you is you know my relative.
Mm-hmm.
I'm staying with my relative. If I tell you I'm staying with my brother,
right.
And you know I have 10 brothers, I'm staying with my brother. Wait a minute, your brother, you have a lot of brothers.
Which one?
Yeah. No. Okay, so when you say my brother, that means it's known who you're talking about. But if I say I'm staying with one of my brothers, you know I got 10 brothers. I say I'm staying with one of my brothers. That means I'm not really trying to be specific.
Right. Maybe
I'm not trying to give you all that detail. He got tired of this, man. You're asking too many questions, man. Nah, he's like interrogating him or something, man. As for me, I'm staying with one of my relatives. Type. Amutazawujun anta ya Abdullah. This guy must be working for the CIA or something, man. Amutazawujun anta ya Abdullah. What does that mean?
Are you married?
Amutazawujun anta ya Abdullah. La. Lastu bimutazawujin. I'm not married. Ma unwanuka. هذه بطاقتي فيها عنواني. Take this card and get out of here, man. هذه بطاقتي. This is my card. فيها عنواني. In it is my address. فيصل أشكرك يا أخي. I thank you. I'm grateful to you, my brother. أنا مسرور بلقائك. وعليكم السلام. I am happy meeting with you. I'm happy to meet you. أنا سأنزل في المحطة القادمة. نعم. Meaning? أنا سأنزل. I will be descending. Literally descending. What does he mean by he'll be descending? Is the plane getting ready to land or something? He's getting off. I'm getting off. At the next stop. He said, I'm getting off. That's how you say, I'm getting off the bus? سأنزلو. I will get off. I will descend. Because you're on the bus, right? The bus is a little bit above the ground. So when you get off, you have to step down, right? Usually, a bus, you have to step down off it. So it means أنزلو. Okay, it means I'm getting off. Where? في محطة القادمة. What's محطة?
Station.
The station. قادمة?
Coming.
The coming station, the next station. عبد الله في أمان الله وإلى اللقاء. What does this mean في أمان الله وإلى اللقاء؟ In the safety, trust, protection of Allah, وإلى اللقاء, until we meet again. اللقاء. السائق, the سائق, what's the سائق? The driver says لفيصل, to فيصل, هذا الباب للدخول يا أخي, النزول من هناك. What does that indicate to you? First, before you tell me what it means, what happened here? No.
No, he was going to descend over here.
What was he getting off at?
You know,
in the front of the bus. Yeah. Were people getting on? Tell him the back of the bus is for getting off.
Yeah.
Right? هذا الباب للدخولي. This bab is for entering, يا أخي. النزول, exiting, descending. من هناك. It's from there, over there in the back. Jayed?
He
didn't get off in the front. With all the people getting on the bus. Maybe the bus just lowered down with a little wheelchair on or something. He's trying to walk over it. So I'm in the back, brother. No. Type. Okay, so we saw everything that we took in the key. We saw it here in some form, even if it's just briefly. We saw the masdar dukhul and the masdar nuzul. Huh? Dukhul from dakhala, nuzul from nazala. Nazala yanzilu, dakhala yadkhulu. Tayyib, tamreen. Ajib an al-as'ilati al-atiyati. These questions are for comprehension based upon the text. Huh? Alright, so try to remember what we read. I won't remember. Help me, please. Tamareen. Number one, التمرين الأول. أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية. Answer the following questions. بأي جامعة يدرس عبد الله؟ نعم, إبراهيم.
هو يدرس بجامعة الرياض.
هو يدرس بجامعة الرياض. Number two, الثاني. في أي كلية يدرس هو؟ نعم, عبد الكريم. هو يدرس.
الهندسة.
هو يدرس في كلية الهندسة.
ها؟
Is that correct? عبد الله, he studies in هندسة. ها؟ صحيح. جزاك الله خير. في أي كلية يدرس عيسى؟ هو يدرس في كلية الطب. Number four. في أي كلية يدرس إبراهيم؟ يدرس إبراهيم في كلية التجارة. Number five. خمسة. في أي كلية يدرس إسحاق؟ هو يدرس في كلية الآداب وعلوم. إبراهيم. إبراهيم. So Ibrahim is where? Adab. هو يدرس في كلية الآداب. طيب, where are we at now? We was on number five. إسحاق. إسحاق is يدرس في كلية الآداب. طيب, آداب. Number six, ستة. في أي كلية يدرس إسماعيل؟ يدرس إسماعيل في كلية العلوم. Number seven, سبعة. أين تدرس أين تدرس أخوات عبد الله؟ هم أو هن يدرسنا؟ يدرسنا
في المدرسة خالد بن وليد.
اوكي, مدرسة خالد بن الوليد للبنات في مكة. طيب,
والمدرسة المتوسطة one of them, any one of them. Number 8 ثمانية أين يسكن عبد الله يسكن عبد الله ما قريبا لي قريب له قريبا لي أو قريبا له which one is it له he doesn't reside with a relative of yours قريبا لي my relative he lives with his relative قريب ما قريبا له أين يسكن عبد الله أين يسكن عبد الله ها مهاجع الجامعة هو يسكن في مهاجع الجامعة طيب وأين يسكن إخوته وأين يسكن إخوته يسكن إخوته في مهاج الجامعة طيب that's يسكنون هم يسكنون في مهاجع الجامعة طيب التمرين الثاني صح ما يلي correct what follows طيب somebody read the first one نعم تفضل طيب لا بس لا بس الله يحفظك الله يحفظك لا لا بس لا بس
اوكي اشتغل اقول اتت التابعان according to the text
نعم
التابعان هو استاذي
طيب the statement is لا يعرف عبد الله المهندس سلمان is this صحيح ام خطأ لا يعرف عبد الله المهندس سلمان خطأ طيب هو يعرفه كيف لا يعرفه هو استاذه
طبعا هو
أو طبعا هو يعرفه طيب number two somebody take the second one read it and tell us is this صحيح أو خطأ عبد الله متزوج خطأ ليس بمتزوج number three هو عزب نعم number three يدرس عبد الله في السنة الأولى صحيح أم خطأ خطأ so where is he what year is he studying
I mean second.
السنة الثانية طيب number four somebody read number four وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله ها صلاح الدين جاهد نزل عبد الله من الحافلة قبل النزول فيصل صحيح أم خطأ خطأ نعم نزل فيصل قبل عبد الله طيب this is exercise number 2 exercise number 3 التمرين الثالث أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية answer the following questions هذه الأسئلة ليست مبنية على الدرس الهادي عشرة what does this mean هذه الأسئلة ليست مبنية is not مبنية is not built upon based upon الدرس الهادي عشرة okay so that means these questions are general questions but the answers have to make sense طيب Who takes the first one?
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to give it to you. أين تدرس أنت يا عبد الكريم؟
أدرس في مسجدي.
أدرس في Masjidi. Jayid. Number two. Who wants it? Naam, ya Abu Bakr. Aina taskunu? Anta. Askunu. Who will you call? Askunu fi Brooklyn. Naam. Number three. Who wants it? Naam, Salahuddin. Ata'arifu al-lughata al-faransiyyata? لا لا أعرف اللغة الفرنسية.
I use the
أعرف اللغة الفرنسية. طالبوا فرنسي؟ نعم نعم.
وي.
أعرف لا أعرف.
You don't say ما.
It's more proper for you to say لا with the مضاري and ما with the ماضي. There are some cases when it can be and used otherwise, but it gives it a different meaning, a special meaning that we don't intend here. All right. So if we want to say نعم أعرف أو لا لا أعرف. لا should be used with the مضاري. Number four. من أي إذاعة تسمع الأخبار. من أي إذاعة تسمع الأخبار؟ نعم. نعم.
أسمع إذاعة الأخبار.
أسمع الأخبار.
أخبار الإسلام.
But it should be instead of أسمع إذاعة أخبار should be أسمع الأخبار من إذاعة
okay.
Whatever إذاعة.
From that.
من إذاعة إسلامية. Now what you have?
No.
Oh, I thought somebody else had the hand up. Okay, no problem. طيب, number five. أتعرف بيت المدرسي بيت المدرسي أتعرف بيت المدرسي
لا
لا أعرف بيت المدرسي exercise number four التمرين الرابع تأمل الأمثلة reflect ponder study the examples ثم ضع what does ضع mean put then put في الفراغ in the empty spaces blank spaces فيما يلي in what follows فيما يلي in what follows what are you going to put in empty spaces المضارع من الفعل ذهب you're going to put the مضارع form from the فعل which فعل ذهب we're going to use ذهب in this exercise don't give me any other verbs except ذهب but you're going to put the مضارع form after what بعد إسناده إلى الضمير. What do we mean by بعد إسناده؟ إسناد الفعل. ذهب إلى الضمير. After connecting what? عليكم السلام. After. Huh?
In the beginning, the correct beginning.
Okay, by إسناد, it means what? Connecting the verb to the pronoun. To the damir, to the pronoun that fits in that space. Should the verb, which form should it be? يذهبوا, تذهبوا, أذهبوا, نذهبوا. We only want to use ذهب, but we want to know which. When you do the isnal of the fail, meaning you connect the fail with the prefix that indicates who's doing the action. أنا أذهب, نحن نذهب, هو يذهب. أنت تذهب like this. Okay, so we're going to use one verb, but we want to use the correct form of the verb. Alright? They have a sentence here, okay? So this sentence actually is telling us, showing us different forms of the verb. Abdullah, huwa yadrusu. Huwa yadrusu. I'm putting the pronoun in just to make it a little more clear. Huwa yadrusu bil jamiati riyadi. Wa ikhwatuhu أيضا يدرسون هم يدرسون بالجامعة الرياضي وأخواته
أخواته, we mean by that, what's pronoun? هن. هن يدرسن في المدرسة المتوسطة. زينب تدرس. زينب, we mean what? Third person feminine? Singular. هي. هي تدرس في السنة الأولى. Alright? Number one. Read the sentence, put the correct form of the verb ذهب. Abdul Karim.
أبي يذهب إلى السوق كل صباح.
كل صباح. كل should be منسوب بفتح. كل صباح. كل صباح مضاف مضاف إليه. So it means what? What does it mean? Went.
Goes
to the souk every morning. Number two, Abdul Halim. It should be the students are something now to the mudir. نعم. إلى ال. نعم. الطلاب يذهبون الآن إلى المدير. الطلاب هم third person masculine plural. هم يذهبون الآن إلى المدير. What does it mean? The students. Are going right now to the what? Principal, mudir, headmaster. Naam. Number three, Abdul Haq. أختي تذهب هي. هي تذهب إلى المدرسة. Meaning what? Went, past tense?
Goes.
Goes, or is going to the school. Number four, Talib.
Amina too. Fatima too. Aisha too. Yathabu. Munna. Al-Adna. Ila.
Taib. Amina too. Wa Fatima too. Wa Aisha too. Hunna. Feminine third person plural. Hunna. What's the verb form with hunna? Yadhabna. Yadhabna. Hunna. Yadhabna. Third person. Feminine plural. Yaf'alna. Yadhabna. Mabniyun ala sukun. With noon and niswa. That indicates feminine plurality at the end. Yadhabna. Hunna. Yadhabna al-ana ila al-maktabati. Amina and Fatima and Aisha are going now. To the
office, library.
Al-maktabati, does it mean office or library?
Library,
and it also means? No. Maktabun means desk or office. Maktabatun means library or bookstore. I ask this question because I know we always get confused between maktabun and maktabatun. And each of them have two meanings, a little bit different, right? Taib. Labas. Number five. Who didn't read yet? Naam. Musa.
Aina tadhabu anta ya
Ahmad. Aina tadhabu anta. For emphasis. Tadhabu anta. Ya Ahmadu. What does it mean?
Where are you going, O Ahmad?
Number six. Naam, Abu Bakr.
Ana azhabu al-ana ila al-masjid.
Meaning? I am going to the masjid now. Okay. At-tamreen al-khamis. The fifth
exercise. أكمل الجملة الآتية بوضع فعل مضارع مناسب. Complete the following sentences by putting a verb, a مضارع verb that is suitable, appropriate, or fitting. So now we're going to put any مضارع verb. It has to be مضارع, no past tense. It has to be مضارع, but it don't have to be ذهب. It could be anyone, as long as it fits and makes the meaning correct. Okay, number one. Now, go ahead, Abdul Karim. Don't say the students are eating quarter to al-qadam.
No. Bismillah. At-tulabu yam'a'muna
yal'abuna
yam'lamuna.
Meaning?
I was trying to say they're playing, that's what I really. أسبوعين.
جيد. الطلاب يلعبون كرة القدم. كرة القدم. كرة is مفعول به. القدم is مضاف إليه. كل أسبوع. The students are playing كرة القدم. What's كرة القدم? Football literally, but actually it means what? Soccer. Means soccer. كرة القدم means soccer. Literally it's football. But all over the world, football is soccer, right? Except in this place here. Football here is throwing that thing like this, and guys with all kind of stuff tackling each other, trying to break necks and arms and legs. That's football in America. But every place else, football is soccer. Huh? These people are really something, brother. Subhanallah. The whole world. In the whole world, football is soccer. But to these people, football is something else. They don't do hardly nothing with the foot in the whole game. Maybe once in a game, they might kick it one time. Ain't no football. They ain't using foot for nothing. Unless they're stomping on people with their feet, they call that football. I don't know.
You were saying, what was the Kulla usbu'in is maf'ulun fihi.
So it's indicating the time when the action took place.
Right.
Actually, usbu'an or sabahan is actually the maf'ul fi. That indicates the time.
Yeah.
But because it's connected with kullu or jami'u or ba'du, then the word that's connected to an idafa takes the maf'ul bi. Naam. Tayyib, next page. Exercise number 5. Sentence number 2. Number 2. Who take it? Abdul Haq. نعم المدرس يكتب الدرس على السبورة meaning
the teacher writes the lesson on the blackboard, the teacher is writing
number three نعم Salahuddin before that, okay, go ahead, read it. Number four.
أخواتي يغسلن.
يغسلنا غسل يغسلنا مبني على السكون يغسلنا الثياب بالصابون meaning
my sisters are washing the clothes with soap
number 4 نعم Abu Bakr over this side
Again? طيب أنا أقرأ القرآن كل صباح كل صباح number 5 what does it mean first I read the Quran every morning number 5 نعم موسى
أتسمع الأخبار من إذاعة كل يوم يا عبد الله
نعم أتسمع الأخبار أتسمع أنت تسمع الأخبار من الإذاعة كل يوم يا عبد الله what does it mean
Do you listen to the news from the radio every day?
Oh, Abdullah. Naam. Number 6. Number 6.
Huh?
Atasmau. Do you? Naam. Do you listen to the news? Naam. Atasmau. Alaykum salam wa rahmatullah. How do you mean? هل؟ نعم يمكن هل نعم هل تسمع الأخبار نعم number 6 number 6 نعم جاءت صلاح الدين
الطلاب
طلاب is مذكر is مؤنث
الطالبات يذهبنا إلى المدرسة بالحافلة المدرسة
نعم الطالبات يذهبنا هن يذهبنا إلى المدرسة بحافلة المدرسة What does it mean?
Went
ماضي past tense Naam, the female students, they are going or they go to the school by the school bus, by school bus. Naam, number 7. Naam, Abdul Haq. One more time. It's from Samia. What would be the Mudari from Samia? تسمع أتسمع نعم الأذان مفعول بي في غرفتك
يا علي
يا علي ولذ مين أتسمع الأذان في غرفتك يا علي Did you hear it in the past tense?
No.
Do you hear it?
Yes.
Okay.
The Azan
In your room In your room, O Ali? Naam, number 8. Naam, Abu Bakr on that side. الطلاب يسألون المدرس أسئلة كثيرة. نعم, الطلاب هم يسألون. What's the meaning? The students are asking the teacher a lot of questions. That's a good strategy. If they don't want to be asked questions, they should ask a lot, then he won't get to ask them any. Now, so learn this well. Number 9. Now, Musa.
An-nisa'u ya'kulna at-tuffahu.
An-nisa'u ya'kulna التفاحة مفعول به منصوب وعلامة نصبه what فتحة what does it mean
the women are eating fruits
the women are eating fruits
apple
التفاح number 10 number 10 نعم You want to take it over this side, Abu Bakr? Go ahead. Okay, you want to take it over that side? Somebody. We're running out of time.
Al-Mudiratu
feminine.
Al-Mudiratu
تعالى من المكتبة من مكتبها.
المديرة هي تخرج الآن من مكتبها. What does it mean? The female principal is coming out from her office now. Number 11. Now, Talib. Al-Handasati. نعم أنا أدرس في كلية الهندسة. What does it mean? I'm studying in the college of the faculty of engineering. Number 12. نعم موسى.
أختي تكتب الآن دروسها في الدفتر.
نعم. Read it one more time.
تكتب الآن دروسها في الدفتر.
أيوة. What did you say the first time? Fill دفتر. Should be what? Fid. نعم. حروف شمسي. حروف الشمسية. نعم. أختي تكتب الآن دروسها في الدفتر. What does it mean?
In the book, what kind of book?
Notebook. My sister is writing her lessons now in the notebook. Tayyib, the time is upon us. Okay, we're going to stop here, inshallah. And next week we will come back to this exercise. We'll start exercise number 6. Your homework is to write out the exercise that we did today in the class, to review the grammatical points in the English key in the back of the book, to read the dialogue and to do the next few exercises. We're going to start with number 6, so you can try to do 6, 7, 8 is nothing to do, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 is a lot. Okay, do some, at least 3 or 4 or 5, whatever you can do. We finished 5, we have 10 more exercises now. Okay.
Maldi,
ma akalu
shay'a, and then I wrote the
la. I was gonna put akalu. You have two
for akalu
for ana. Is it akulu? Akulu, nam. Nam. If you have hamza fatha followed by alif for elongation,
yes.
Instead of writing two alifs, you just write one with med, right? So say akulu, nam. La akulu, ma akaltu, la akulu. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.